Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Welcome to Build Your Tribe with your host, Shalene Johnson.
And so I posted a picture on my Instagram. It said, dream bigger. And then I gave very specific instructions. I said, listen, okay, because I want you to think about this for a second. I want you to play along with me. I want you to pretend you have a magic wand. And you could wave a magic wand and a year from now, have your dream life, your dream life. Okay, so picture your dream life, like a year from now, what would your dream life be? Like, this is freaking amazing. I had a magic wand and this is what I did. Okay, picture it. Now I said, take your dream life and I want you to take it into the realm of almost ridiculousness. And I want you to amplify it by 50%. So whatever your like crazy, ridiculous, amazing, fun-filled life would be a year from now, I want you to take that and amplify it by 50%. And here's the deal. Don't worry. There are no consequences. This is just a game. Nobody's going to hold you to this. We're kind of fantasizing. So what would your dream life times 50% amplified to the point of ridiculousness, what would that look like? And do you know what people said? People listed things that they should just have, that they just deserve, that to me didn't seem like a dream at all. It just seemed like it would be nice. So how do you dream bigger? Because here's the deal. I set really big, audacious, gigantic, bold, ridiculous goals, and I don't hit them, but I come damn close. If I set a goal for myself that's nice, and it's big, but I don't hit it, I hit a mediocre goal, if you will. You see, don't be afraid of not hitting your mark. You probably won't. But if you set the bar so low and then you still don't hit your mark, this is where you show up. But if you set the mark like way up here and you come in right here, that ain't too shabby. So I thought maybe a lot of people don't realize how to dream bigger. And they've been taught that they don't deserve more. They've been told by life and circumstances and people and beliefs that they don't deserve more. And I just want you to know, those are false beliefs. You do deserve more. And I want to help you with a few tips that I've written down on how you've got to start dreaming bigger. Because if you don't dream a hell of a lot bigger, you're going to hit the mark that you've set that's small. It's small. And you deserve bigger. Why not? So the first thing big dreams are, they are bold. And by bold, I mean like almost a little bit, like you almost don't want to tell people because you're like, oh, they're going to think I am so crazy. They're going to think I'm a lunatic. They think I am full of myself. They're going to think this is ridiculous. But they have to be bold. They have to be things that other people are like, oh, that seems unsafe. That seems like a stretch. Big dreams are built with fantasy. Not just visualizing, you have to fantasize about it. I can visualize a goal I can hit. But if it's a goal that I'm a little unclear on whether or not I can hit it, like it's so big, I kind of have to fantasize about it. Because if it's a goal that I don't know anyone else who's done it personally, like I'm sure it's been done, but I don't personally know anyone who's done it, and I don't personally know if I can do it, I have to fantasize about it. I have to imagine what that would be like. So big, big dreams are built in fantasy. Fantasy that it's of course up to you to make a reality. And the way that you do that is by making your big dream specific. So you don't say things like, I want to be rich. What does that mean? You don't say things like, I want to be the number one trainer in my town. What does that mean? Like most popular, paid the most, called the most talked about. Like what does number one trainer mean? Like give that some specificity. Big, huge, Dreams are uncomfortable. They're uncomfortable for you. They're uncomfortable for you to tell other people about them. They make you uncomfortable because you feel like you might fail. They make you nervous. They make you afraid. They make you fearful. And fear has this amazing thing. Our bodies, our brains, when we sense that we're in danger, we go into a heightened sense of awareness and we make critical decisions quickly. And we know that it's a life or death situation and we move with direction and with focus like we don't when we don't have fear. When you have fear, you have strength. When you have fear, you have adrenaline. When you have fear, you have energy. Have you ever been in your car driving and then suddenly, for whatever reason, someone almost hits you? And no matter what you were thinking about or what you were doing, it's like, whoo, like you are immediately laser focused and your heart's racing and you're super aware and you feel like your metabolism is going 100 miles per minute and you can see everything. You're just hyper sensitive to all your surroundings. Well, fear does that for you. And you don't have a sense of fear when you set goals that, for the love of God, you're already on track to do it. A big dream. When you set a goal for yourself that's simply a decision, you guys, that is not a big dream. That's called a decision. I want you guys to stop setting goals for yourself that are too easy. You're just going to set them anyways. And here's a really important one that I don't think a lot of people think about, but you need to. Your big dream should defy those who trespassed against you. What do I mean by that? In my personal experience, I have found the people who dream the smallest are people who have had a lifetime of others telling them what they can and cannot do. A lifetime of having to please everyone. A lifetime of doing everything wrong. A lifetime of people telling you what you can and cannot do. A lifetime of people robbing you of who you are and what you were meant to be. And you see, you're still contributing to that. You're an adult now. They can't tell you how big your dream should be. So get them the frick out of your head and defy those people by setting bigger dreams. Do you know what your small dreams are representative of? They're a representative of that voice that you should have never been listening to anyways. That person, those people. You shouldn't have been listening to them anyways. And you're giving that situation, those people, power. And you're letting them control your future by setting small goals. I want your big dream to feel a little bit ridiculous. I want your big dream to be so big that 9 out of 10 people who know you would say, oh, okay, but one person who really knows you and is a realist knows you can do it. Or come pretty damn close. I have to tell you, I set big dreams, and I don't always hit them the year that I set the goal. But if I aimed lower, I would land lower. So set your sights higher, because you deserve bigger dreams. So here's my assignment to you. I want you to go to my Instagram, okay? It's @ShaleenJohnson. And I want you to first like the picture, because everybody wants some likes. Why not? It's like my tip jar. And then I want you to reread the instructions, and I want to see, do you know what it means to dream big? Were you paying attention? Are you willing to defy those who trespassed against you? Are you willing to get uncomfortable? Are you willing to do something that's bold? Are you willing to fantasize a little bit and take your big dream and make it bigger? Because that's the only way you're going to get there.
This episode has been sponsored by CourageousConfidenceClub.com. It's a club that I've created specifically to help people who struggle with confidence and insecurities and social settings and just standing up for themselves, being yourself and feeling good about it. All of us could benefit from having more confidence. I'd love for you to just experience a taste of it. So please be my guest by going to ShaleenJohnson.com/confidence tips. Now, if you don't feel like writing that web address down or remembering to go there later, all you have to do is, while you're listening from your phone, send me a text message. The number is 949-565-4337, and that is for U.S. residents. Then just send me the word confidence. and I will send you access to this video. This video will help you to eliminate self-doubt and just feel more confident in any situation, whether it's work or personal or just your social interactions. Every one of us can benefit from having more confidence. There you'll submit your email address and I will immediately send to your inbox my latest training video where I teach you step by step how to feel more confident in just about any social setting. I think you'll find this incredibly useful, whether it's business or personal or just in your everyday interactions. Confidence is something that makes life easier. It helps you to raise more confident, self-efficient children. It allows us to speak our mind, to stand up for ourselves, to do the things that otherwise we are paralyzed by fear, and we just allow our own thoughts to stop us. By learning how to overcome self-doubt and fear of success, you can become that confident person that others are attracted to, the person you want to be, the person you deserve to be, the person you know is inside of you. So thank you for checking out my free tools by going to shaleenjohnson.com/confidence tips.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.